The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." And when he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd tell you a little bit today about how the first reading and the gospel go together so perfectly, right? Just hand in glove. And the first reading, of course, comes to us from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And like so many Old Testament readings, it doesn't make any sense until you know the history and the context. Okay, so I thought I'd tell you a little bit of the history and the context of what you heard back in your first reading from Isaiah. So the year this takes place is 701 BC. And the place is the city of Jerusalem. And at this time, the most powerful army in the world is the army of Assyria. And Assyria is ruled by a brand new king. His name is Sennacherib. And Sennacherib is rolling across all the lands just like the Old Testament equivalent of the Blitzkrieg. He's conquering country after country. He conquers the kingdom of Aram, and he conquers the armies of Edom, and he destroys the armies of Israel, and now he's outside the gates of the city in Jerusalem. They're rattling their sabers, they're chanting their war chants, and the people are scared to death. Just like you'd imagine. Okay, along comes the prophet Isaiah. Says to the people, "Be at peace and choose to believe that God will deliver you from your enemies." Make that act of faith in the power of the Lord God. And what do you think the people did? Think the people chose to believe with armies rattling their sabers right outside their door? They just chose to believe in the power of God? No, they didn't. But to make a real long story real short, the armies of Assyria miraculously turned around and went home. They put their swords back into their sheaths, and they all just turned around and went home. And Isaiah turns to the people of Jerusalem, and he uses this miraculous turn of events to take them all to task for their lack of faith. Is you people who chose not to believe, do you see now what God can do? This is what your God always does, but you must choose to believe in him. And then he starts to lapse into prophecy about the coming of the Messiah, and here's where your first reading begins. And he says, "In a little while, Lebanon's going to be changed into an orchard, and the orchard regarded as a forest." Well, Lebanon was a forest. In fact, as best I understand, a lot of it still is a forest. You look at the flag of the country of Lebanon, and you know it displays a great big pine tree. That's what they've always been known for. And Israel was an orchard. And God's going to turn things upside down so much that the forest of Lebanon is going to be regarded as an orchard to the degree that even an orchard today would be thought of as a forest by comparison. You know, it would be like as if God says, you know, the sands of Arizona, I'm going to make those so fertile and fruitful that you're going to think that the fruitful fields of Nebraska and Kansas are the Kalahari Desert by comparison. And the blind are going to be able to see, and the deaf are going to be able to hear, and the poor are going to rejoice in the power of the Lord. Such is what the Lord is going to do. If you choose now to believe in him, the next time your faith is put to the test. Okay? And then you hear the exact same message here in the gospel, where these two men, two blind men, see Jesus going by, and they cry out, "Son of David, have pity on us." Why do they say Son of David? Son of David was a messianic title. Okay, so it's as if they want to get Jesus' attention and say, Lord, Lord, we've heard about who you are. Help us to see. And our Lord pulls them aside and he says, do you believe that I can do this? And they choose to believe. And in choosing to believe, they unleash the power of God. And the message here is, once again, you and I need to make a free will choice to believe. And I've said that, you know, Advent is the season in which our Lord wants to come to you. He's already come to you. But he hasn't come anywhere like near as great as he wants to come to you. And you can make that happen, unleashing the power of the Lord by your free choice. A lot of you might feel, you know, like the people in Jerusalem felt. You look around at the world and it's as though sabers are rattling and torches are waving and war chants are being chanted. And you wonder, you know, what the heck is going to happen to us? You're scared to death. A lot of you are just like the people here in the gospel. It's not so much the world around you that is making you doubt and making you fear and causing you anxiety as much as the world that's inside of you. It could be your own weakness, could be something happening in your immediate life. Either way, understand, faith, it's sort of like your eyes. They don't work until they're opened. Faith is a gift, but it doesn't work until you choose to act on it. And when you choose to act on it, it becomes a habit. It becomes something that you do almost habitually and instinctively. And your faith can become as powerful as an iron bar. And it's something that you lean on. And that others who know you, they're able to lean on you. Even if they don't know what else to lean on, because you're leaning on the Lord. Because as you choose it, you begin to realize that our Lord never lets you down. That he can be trusted more and more and more. You know, light overcoming darkness is a major theme in Advent. And the more you choose to believe in the Lord, the more you begin to realize that our Lord always overcomes the power of darkness. And when that happens, you will not need anyone to explain anything to you. Our Lord will come into our hearts and strengthen us and change us and to help us to free up our souls to welcome the Lord. We receive the Eucharist and the grace of the sacraments and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Ambrose, pray for us.